Well, hey, everybody. And hi, Roy. Thanks for being here. This is Jefferson Graham. iPhone Photo Show live right here on YouTube and audio simulcast as well. And we got a whole bunch of things to talk about today. We're talking about using three phones to produce a video program. We're going to talk about the new iPhone, the iPhone 15 that's going to be introduced in just 2 weeks. We're going to talk about scans. We're going to talk about how much footage you need to produce an episode of the show. And we're going to take your questions. Let me start off by just saying hi, Roy, and stick you right down there. There's Roy saying hi from Prescott, Arizona. Glad to have you here. I just finished the edit on the Prescott episode of PhotoWalks TV, and that will be out in just about, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And we've got Jeff Berg here as well. And so thank you that. From Minnesota, and I suppose we should just, before we dive into the how do you use three phones question, we should really talk about the new iPhone 15 and get your questions ready, because I'd love to talk about them and answer them. iPhone 15, September 12th, Cupertino, 10 a.m. California time, from the Apple campus. It will be live streamed, and they will be they'll be telling you about a new phone that's going to be lighter, faster, more powerful, best camera ever, most advanced, the greatest iPhone they've ever made. You've heard it before. And but I look forward to hearing it again. I look forward to seeing this new phone. The two big headlines that we expect going in are USB-C instead of Lightning. And that alone is worth the price of admission. I want to charge every device I have with just one cable. And I don't know about you, but I have a feeling you kind of agree with me. Who's going to miss Lightning? Not me. And then the zoom. Whether that be a 5X zoom, whether that be a 10X zoom, Apple is expected to match what Samsung has been offering people for 2 years, which is a 10X periscope zoom. I can't wait for that, because I often reach for the Galaxy when I need a better focal length. So those are the two big announcements, as well as a new Apple Watch, and who knows, there'll probably be some other new Apple products as well. A two-hour presentation, the 15th edition of the iPhone, and that doesn't count. There was a 9 that got bypassed. So it's not 15 altogether. If I recall, it was the iPhone, the iPhone 3G, the 3GS, the 4, the 4G, the 4S, the 5, the 5S, the 6, the 6S, then there was a 7, then they went to the 8 and a 10 in the same year, followed by the 11. They stopped doing the S's, the 12, the 13, and the 14, and now we'll have the 15. What's Roy saying here? Is it worth $200 more for a 5x zoom? Yes. For me, for a photographer, yes. I would pay that. That's my opinion. What about you, Roy? How do you feel? And Chris says, hi from Tucson. Hi, Chris. I want to come to Tucson, and I want to go to Tombstone. So I want to do those two things this year before the year ends, and do PhotoWalks episodes there. So hopefully you'll be around. Jeff Burke says, there were multiple X's. There was an XS. You're right. You're right, Jeff. I missed that one. So, Jeff, do your math and tell me how many editions of the iPhone there have been, because it's not 15. It's probably, 13? But Jeff is going to tell me, because it's hard for me to adjust the camera and do the math as we speak. What does Randy have to say? Randy says he can't wait for the 15. Me as well. Now, many of you know that I shoot PhotoWalks TV with three phones. What does Jeff say here? He says yes. So he's agreeing with it. So I shoot the episodes with three phones, a 14 Pro Max, a 13 Pro Max, and I use a Samsung Galaxy 23 Plus. And there are various reasons that I do this. Mainly, before I get into the reasons, many of you will be thinking, maybe I should go trade in my phone when it comes time to buy the new iPhone. And I would suggest that you don't do that, because you really don't get that much money, and you're giving up a second camera. And a second camera comes in really, really handy. How many ways? Well, let's see. What if your phone stopped working? You have a second camera. What if it starts acting up and acting weird? You have a second camera. What if you want to do two shots like I often do with time lapses? I will get two time lapse shots at the same time. My perfect example of this is I was in San Diego and I was photographing the lighthouse and I was watching the clouds fly over the lighthouse, which was cool. But at the same time, there was a sunset on the other side. So I wanted to get both. And once you start the time lapse, it's rolling. You cannot stop it. So that was a case where I had both phones going. When I went to Bosque del Apache with Scott Bourne, I had four going at the same time because there were so many different things to photograph. So that is invaluable to me for time lapses. Why else? Two video angles, of course, one for photo, one for stills. And, it feels a lot better having that second phone. Now, there's been some questions flying in. I want to see what's going on. Hello from Petaluma. Hey, Mike says there was a 7 Plus. And Chris says, very cool, looking forward to this. And then Roy says, do you think Apple will have the same storage options? Which one will you buy? They're supposedly going to have an option that is 2 terabyte. And as somebody who is constantly running out of room, I will take the 2 terabyte. Now, several things about this. So first of all, the iPhone would be considered expensive. You're spending a lot of money. You're spending $1,000, $1,500, $2,000, whatever, to buy the device that you will use more than any other device in the world. This is something you use 365 days a year. It doesn't take a break, and it gets used for 8 hours a day. You maybe watch a lot of TV, but you use your phone more. So it's a lot of money, but as photographers, it is definitely worth it. You have a camera with you at all times. So on the terabyte situation, I'm going for the 2 terabytes. That's what I would do. The other thing, I mentioned this on the podcast last week, is that Apple has the best search. Apple on the phone has the best search. It's better than SmugMug, better than Google, better than Mileo. On the device itself, the best search. So I like to have more media on the phone as opposed to less media. So I will go for the extra storage. Let me tell you a story about using the three phones when I was in Glenwood Springs, Colorado this summer. And I had I can't show it to you, but I had the camera in one of these things and a selfie stick. And we're whitewater rafting and we're flying down the water and boom, it fell right out. It fell right out and into the water and down into the drink. And there went my 12, where I had to stop using the 12. We were going really fast. Now, was my trip ruined? No, because I had a 13 and 14 with me, and I just picked right back up. So always good to travel with at least one extra phone. And the money you're going to get back, you're going to get maybe $500 if you're lucky on a trade-in on the phones. And I think you'll get more than $500 worth out of having an extra phone with you. Now, what are people saying here? There's Roy's, let's see. Okay, so first of all, Jeff wants to let us know. Jeff Berg says that there's been 17 generations of the iPhones, not counting the SEs, which I would count, so that makes 19. So this will be the 19th or the 20th, Jeff. And of course, the iPhone came out in 2007. I covered it when that happened. I've owned every model since. And the 14 was the best one I ever had. So there. Makai, how's the quality of pictures taken with the iPhone when printing them on a printer? I don't print pictures on a printer, so I print them at a lab. And I think they're great. I just got a bunch. Even the one behind me, you can't see it so good. But that's done at FedEx. That's a vinyl print. I think it's great. So things do really well. Another question, enlarging them to say 8x10 or larger. Well, that's an 8x10 print behind me. It's a 5x3, 3 feet by 5 feet. And yeah, it's pretty big and it looks pretty great. Okay. And then Randy says he has a print on his wall that's 24 by 36. Okay. So Debbie wants to know, when I have three phones, do I have service on all three phones? No, 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 no. I have service on one phone only. The other two are Wi-Fi cameras, period. They are used to take pictures and to use apps for editing and to use apps to upload, period. That's it. I keep time on them because they're Wi-Fi. They do keep time. I don't use the alarm. I don't use anything else. I mean, I could look up some stuff online, but I don't generally. They're just Wi-Fi cameras and Wi-Fi only cameras. And so how do I handle using the three phones when I'm traveling? Well, I have a giant bag of cords. And it's a big bag of cords. And so I'm charging up all night long. And then in the morning, I decouple them. I put the iPhone 13, which is on a cage, and I put that on a selfie stick. That is my video camera. I put the 14 in my pocket, and I use that for stills, and it starts to go back and forth. And then I have the Galaxy in a backpack. When I get into a situation where I want to use the big zoom, it's Galaxy time, because it's pretty giant. You go from 3X to 10X, and I got a lot of really great shots on the trip, South Dakota and the presidents, the mountain with the presidents really made a big difference. So that's one. I'll get to the questions in a second. Let me finish up by... So I talked about that, and I also like the Galaxy for time-lapse because I get to do variable speeds on the time-lapse, which you can't do on the iPhone. So, and in general, I probably have an iPhone going with time-lapse and the Galaxy going with time-lapse. I also have my Rode Wireless Go microphone in my pocket, along with the iPhone 14. So, because you never know, you might just do a spur of the moment interview. And how about editing? Okay. So on the phone, I do a first pass in the motel room and I add the hearts for my first picks. And from there, after I've done, then I'll make a virtual album on the iPhone. For instance, if I'm in Monument Valley, I'll do a Monument Valley album. And then I will airdrop those pictures to the computer and do another pass at it once I get to see them larger. I may do some edits on the phone, on all three of the phones, using Lightroom Mobile. And then I'm generally airdropping the pictures to my computer and saving the pictures to a 2 terabyte, I've got it right here, the 2 terabyte SanDisk, and then uploading them in the evening to SmugMug and Mileo. But when you're traveling, that can be problematic because the hotels, when they figure out that you are uploading your pictures and a lot of data, they will throttle you and it'll get just stop in the middle of the night. So that's a big problem. So I generally continue the process once I get a good signal, and maybe I'll do it at a cafe or something like that. And from there, it's a problematic with the Galaxy. It's not as easy. Google Photos works pretty well. As far as straight uploads into the computer, there are various programs. None of them have worked for me, and Google Photos has worked the best. A bunch of questions are piling up, so let me jump right back into the questions, and I'll put on my glasses for these. Roy, do I use 3 tripods? Yes, I use 3 tripods. You can't shoot a time lapse without a tripod, as you know, because the time lapse is going to go for 15, 30, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, and it's impossible to handhold for longer than 30 seconds. And even 30 seconds is going to look crappy. So I travel with 4 tripods in the car and the selfie stick. My selfie stick, my $25 Insta360 selfie stick, turns into a 4-foot tripod and does pretty well, unless it's windy. If it's windy, that's another story. But so yeah, I got 4 tripods in the car. And Randy's saying goodbye. Jeff says there was an app link. Okay. Jeff says that he has prints up to 30 by 40 from iPhones as old as the 5. Me too. And do you transfer the pics from the phone to a thumb drive, or what do you do when you want to have them printed professionally? Well, I mean, you could do that. I just upload them. So whether that's Shutterfly, whether that's MPix, whether that's Miller's, whether that's WHCC, there's a lot of labs, Bay Photo, I upload direct to them. When I got this print done at FedEx office, I had it, I emailed them the picture. And they called me back and they said, it's a little low resolution. Can you do better? And I said, sure. And I just added some layers in Photoshop. And so that's how we do it. Debbie, the famous Debbie is here. Okay. Can you clarify how you upload your computer into 2 terabyte drive? I don't want to bring my computer. Well, Debbie, I bring mine. I don't know how you're going to get your pictures onto the 2 terabyte drive without having that. Theoretically, you could put it into an iPad and you could AirDrop into the iPad that way. But I'm big on the computer. I edit video on the computer. I like editing photos on the computer, so that's how I do it. I know of no way that you can get them onto the 2 terabyte drive. Without it, you can buy, it's around here somewhere, but I don't have it, but it looks similar. The iXpand from SanDisk is a thumb drive that will fit into the Lightning port on your phone or the USB-C on your Galaxy, which means that when the new iPhone comes out, it'll fit easily from the USB. And you can suck all the photos off there. That is a good way to back them up. So that's one thing. And then, Debbie, I would upload them from your phone to Smuglog, MyLeo, Apple, Amazon Photos, Google Photos, you name it. Do what you can to get them up there. And if you don't want to take the computer. Keep on hitting me up with more follow-ups. Chris, Glenn made a 72-inch print from his 14 Pro. I'm bad at math. I don't know how big 3x5 is, 3 foot by 5 feet. You guys help me. I think that's similar. And what's right behind me was from either a 14 or a 13. And then best battery backup. Battery backup, I use a Mophie little battery pack, which gives you an extra 8 hours. For those of you not familiar with them, you just charge up the battery pack. And then when you're in the field and you're running low, you just connect your phone and you'll get an extra 8 hours. My experience when I'm on the road shooting is that I'm pretty much dead by 11 or 12. So I need the battery pack. Let's go backwards. Roy, do you agree that the larger the screen on your computer, the easier it is to edit your photos? I agree that my 16-inch MacBook, I can see a lot better than on my 5-inch iPhone. 5-inch? It's something around there. It really helps. And I see things that I don't see on the iPhone. So I need the extra. Chris says, favorite apps for stills and video. I'm old school. I use this free app on the iPhone. It's on the main screen and it's called the camera app. And that's what I use. And then for video, I use the video app. I was talking with Scott Bourne about this last week. He likes to use the Moment app. And there's other third-party apps like Darkroom and Halide that would solve one problem that I've had. My biggest beef on the iPhone is that they put that awful digital wheel up when you want to go in between focal lengths. And I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And Scott says he'd never seen it because he uses the third-party apps. How about you guys? Chime in. I'd love to know what you guys are using. Jeff says all his photos in the iCloud library so I can send them to the laptop from any device. Okay, let's talk about the iCloud library for a minute. My friend calls me the other day and he says, I want to use the phone for 3 days of shooting. I need to make space on the phone. What do I do? And I said, how much room do you have? And he says, well, it's a 256 phone. And I said, well, go into settings. Let's see what you got. and he had 50 gigs free. So he basically was going to have to delete 200 gigs. And he says, well, it's no problem. I'll delete the 200 gigs. And because I pay $10 a month to Apple for 2 terabytes, I'm covered. Well, no. No, he's not. Not in any way. Because iCloud, the dirty little secret, is that iCloud is not a backup service. It's a mirror service of your other devices. And if you delete 50 gigs from your phone, you will delete 50 gigs from iCloud. But Jeff doesn't use iCloud. Jeff Berg doesn't use iCloud. He uses iCloud Drive, which is a perk that Mac owners get. And it's, you know, if you pay for the service, you could use iCloud Drive. What my friend needs to do is download all the images from iCloud, move them into iCloud Drive, where they are then backed up, and then he could delete them off his phone or from iCloud and make room. Did that all make sense? That was a lot of stuff there. Let me know. Okay, let's see. Okay. Debbie, I know you don't like iCloud for backup, but I do use it, so I'm thinking I could AirDrop the extra camera images to my main phone and they would back up to the cloud. Yes, but Debbie, also get them into iCloud Drive if you can. Okay. Yvonne says, where did that go? I never mentioned the Amazon Photos app. I actually do a lot, but I've been using that along with Google. Anybody who has a Amazon Prime membership and pays for that gets unlimited backup to Amazon Photos. I'm not a fan of the Amazon Photos interface, but I back up everything to the Amazon Photos app because why not? It's free. It's another source of backup. I run into so many people who only back up in one place, and that is insane. You need to back up in multiple places. Just think about it. It's double protection, triple protection. So Amazon is a great way to do that. They don't offer unlimited backups for video. They charge you for video. And my other concern about Amazon is that they change gears really fast. So you could put everything on Amazon and one day they could say, you know, it's not unlimited anymore and you're going to have to start paying. We changed our mind. We're not doing photos anymore. Remember DP Review, the beloved DP for Review, which they then announced they were killing. So, which did live on. Okay. Randy loves the wheel. Okay. Tell us why. Why does he love the wheel? Because I hate digital zoom. And I hate the idea of digital zoom because it's not really a zoom. It's not an optical zoom. It is a cropping of a photo and it makes them look really lousy. But Randy should tell us why he likes it. Roy, how about a place to place the phones on tripods with the sun being a problem sometime? I'm not sure I understand the question. Don't have them in the sun. Get in the shade. Move. Keep moving. And follow up with me. Chris, I use Camera Plus for color stills, Varlens for black and whites, and Apple Camera for video. Not many videos, actually. Apple Camera drives me nuts when it switches to pano and I miss the shot. I have found that on my phone, I have used it so much that the touchscreen has gotten unresponsive and it does weird things like switching to pano, but that's kind of rare. So. Chris, do I use a remote shutter with the Insta360 camera stick? I do not, because I'm generally shooting video. So I do video only when I use the selfie stick. I use it for panning and walking shots and things like that. Jeff Berg, all my iCloud photo library photos are downloaded to an iMac, then backed up to Backblaze. Great. Now Backblaze is a great deal. I recently signed up with them a few weeks ago, $70 for the year, and they'll back up everything off your computer and hard drives. And it's not hard to get the stuff back. There's not a beautiful interface like you'll find with some of the other photo services, but it's a great deal, and I would recommend it highly to everybody. Debbie, MyLeo has a couple tutorials on travel photos and putting them on a MyLeo when in remote areas. Is that something you do? And is it worth the time to learn that aspect of the Plus service? Yes, because let me explain how MyLeo, which has sponsored photo walks, how it works. MyLeo is software that encourages you to do local backups. So I have two vaults on my computer, which is right over there, right over there. It's so I have two computers in the garage where I am now. So I have two vaults. Everything that goes into Mylio goes over there to the vaults, and then when I open the phone, it's on the app. So when I'm sitting in Monument Valley or Moab or one of the other great places I went this summer, I would upload everything to Mylio in my motel room, and in turn, it would travel over here for another backup. So, and because I have two vaults, I have double the backup. So I think it's a great thing. And if nothing else, Debbie, download the app and give it a try. The search is really good. I know I said the search on the Apple phones is the best, but the online search is terrific. It's definitely worth trying, and it's free. Okay. Jeff Berg says that, yeah, Backblaze just raised the rates. That is true. I think you have a day or two to get in there and sign up before the rates go up. And I don't think the rates went up that much. What else is here? Randy says he doesn't go to DigitalZoom either, but he likes to zoom in between the default focal lengths. Fine, but I think that's a DigitalZoom. That's just me. Roy wants to know about the placement position front side. Still don't understand. So let me know. And Randy says he likes to slowly zoom in using the wheel. I'll give it a try. And Randy says I'm doing great on multiple discussions. Okay. So that was 25 minutes worth of questions, and I love it. I love it. We should do this. I think we should do this more often. I'm going to keep on going. What else do I want to talk to you about? Okay. So I talked to you about iCloud. So let me give you a little thing about scans, okay? So I just made, I can take my glasses off. I did a Shutterfly photo album last week of the best of the Western trip. And, you know, it takes days to do. And I was really happy, once I got it done, I was happy to get it done. But I wanted to do a companion album of another trip that I did with my wife, Ruth, several years ago. But I really didn't know where the pictures were. They were in the pre-digital age. They were analog. And they're in closets, they're in boxes, they're in slide trays, they were all over the place. So I spent days finding them. And I finally did, and most of them were slides or negatives. And I did a few where I held up the slide to the light, and I went macro. And I did a photo that wasn't that bad. It really wasn't. It was surprising. But that's not how I really wanted to do it. So I sent them on Monday to a company called ScanMyPhotos.com, which charges 20 cents-ish per slide. And I just put a box together. I went to the UPS store. I boxed them up. I paid $15 for the box and the shipping. By Tuesday, I had a WeTransfer.com download link, and I downloaded them all, and there they were. And I had pictures. I had a picture of me I'd never seen. Obviously, I didn't take it, so I didn't know about it. I saw pictures of my late father that I'd not seen. The results were fantastic. The service was speedy and great, and I just couldn't be happier. And, you know, over the last few weeks, we've had floods, we've had hurricanes, we've had disasters at the wazoo, and it just, you know, it's another reminder, folks, scan, backup, archive, it's very important. I'm really thrilled that I did this, and so that's the company. Another question that came in from Ed, that was a really great question. He says, I really loved your Monument Valley video episode that ran last Saturday, and it's 8.5 minutes long, but how much did you shoot to get to 8.5 minutes? So I went and did the math, and I looked it up. I could do the math on that one. I had 2.5 hours worth of footage, and I cut it down. And then Jackson Hole was 3.5 hours, and my South Dakota was 4 hours. 4 hours of footage. So what got killed? Jerky footage, audio issues, interviews that droned on, and a lot of GoPro driving. I do a lot of GoPro driving under the axiom that you never know. I'd rather have it than not have it. So I have probably an hour that is GoPro driving footage. And then I try to move things along and keep it speedy and make it entertaining. So that's what I go through. Did I answer, Debbie, all your questions about the three phones? and anybody else, because we have time for some more questions if you would like to throw them my way. They pretty much got through what I wanted to tell you all about. I will be reporting on the new phone when it comes out, and hopefully there's a chance I might actually be in Cupertino. So I might actually have a hands-on look at it, but I'll let you know more about that as we get closer to the date. On the three phones, I miss my 12, but what are you going to do? What I did learn, you don't take this onto a whitewater rafting trip. You do not do it because it'll slide right out. So I have this thing called a cage. I can't show it to you because my camera right over there is the cage. I'm looking at it. And that screws into the selfie stick. So I'm in much better shape there for it not falling. And I use that for the rest of the time. Roy, how do you put a presentation together of just photos so that the photos stay in the correct order? Do you ever use Keynote? I do. And I also do Lightroom. So I live on Lightroom. I've lived on Lightroom for years and years and years. For you guys that are Lightroom users, you make a quick collection. And in the quick collection, you can move all the photos around to where you want them to be. And then you do your export and you change the file name. And you change the file name to export 1, export 2, export 3, etc. And then they will be in order. In Keynote, it's a drag and drop thing. It's a Mac program similar to PowerPoint. And you could just drag and drop all the photos. So it works pretty well there. What do you guys use? I'd love to hear from you. Debbie? Does Mylio support Wi-Fi on the what? Fill it in, Debbie. And Yvonne says Photo Mini. So I don't, is that Photo Mine? I'm not sure. I do upload my pictures to Mylio, so that's done via Wi-Fi. And the Vault system is pretty good. Again, 3-2-1. Everybody needs to have three backups. Usually one local, one online, and one offsite. So that's the way. Debbie, does Mylio upload work on Wi-Fi on the extra phone? Of course. If the Mylio app is loaded on it, yes. My apps on all the phones are Lightroom Mobile, Mylio, SmugMug. I do have Facebook on the other phones. And then you could be logged into the app on three phones, not a problem. Yvonne, Photo Mine. I'd like to know about Photo Mine because I checked it out the other day. They said it's for scanning, but it's also expensive, and I wasn't ready to give it a try. Yvonne, if you've tried it, tell us about it. Chris, do you shoot DNGs in Lightroom Classic? Do you shoot many HEIFs? I'm pretty happy with cameras HEIF, but I'm trying to do all RAW in Lightroom Mobile. I shoot RAW through the Apple camera app. I've done RAW in Lightroom. I didn't really see the advantage. And I don't really like HEIFs because there are too many times when I can't do anything with the file, can't upload to WordPress, can't upload to Pinterest. So that's my feeling there. SmugMug backups are awesome. Thanks for mentioning that, Chris. Yes, they have a automatic auto iOS and auto Android backup tool, which is absolutely fantastic. It's on your phone. So once you're in the motel room and you're on Wi-Fi, all the pictures are going up to the cloud. The problem is I actually share my SmugMug with my wife. And so her pictures are going up, mine are going up, and then we don't know who took what. So I usually take the time to create galleries so that it's like Ruth's Monument Valley and Jeff's Monument Valley so that we don't get confused. The other thing is that on video, it will, there's a limit, 3 gigabytes, but I believe for the auto backup, it's 1.5 gig. So, and if I shoot a lot of video, so then I'm missing some files. Jeff says 3 copies, 2 different media, at least 1 offsite. Exactly. Okay. Am I up to date here? Okay. Randy, the 12 Pro Max has a 0.5, 1, and 2.5 full lengths. Jefferson, are you saying when using the wheel and I wheel it up to 7? That yes. I'm saying that when you use the digital wheel, you're shooting cropped photos at poor resolution. Give it a try. Go check it out. Look at the print. I steer clear of that. What else? Randy says the hypes don't work for me. DNG all the way. Okay. Roy says, how about raw exposures compared to the regular resolution do you take on a photo trip? Well, I shoot in raw, so I have that extra latitude, which is fantastic. And as you know, most iPhones are exposed correctly, except when they're not. And whether that be the old stained glass window issue I've had where it tries to expose the entire room and you miss the colors of the stained glass. That's a classic. I was at the Hollywood Bowl last week and I was trying to do a shot of the Hollywood Bowl and it was just overexposed for everything. So I had to underexpose it by 2 stops. Chris, good point about 2 phones. So this smug mug, does Lightroom Classic recognize different phones? It can distinguish serial numbers on big cameras. This is how I upload. I upload the photos separately because I have too many IMG 497 and IMG 496, and I don't know where they're coming from. And sometimes they will knock it out and erase the other one. So I do a folder that is iPhone 13, iPhone 14, and it says iPhone 13 photo and iPhone 14 photo because I don't want to, and on video, that's where it's really bad. I've had files just overwrite themselves with the other file name. And on my big camera, on my Sony, I can change the file name. It's Jeff1, Jeff2, which is great. But for video, it doesn't really work. Okay. Randy says he's going to do some investigating on that. Okay. What else do you guys want to talk about? Debbie, I want to know that I've answered all your questions on the multiple cameras because your email was so fantastic to me. I really appreciate it and gave me a lot to talk about, a lot to think about. And so keep the emails coming, keep the questions coming. Don't forget to upload your photos to the iPhone photo team and where a lot of like-minded people are hanging out and seeing your work. And you'll get a lot of great inspiration. Chris wants to know about Apple's Pro RAW. Do I use it? If Pro RAW is the raw thing, is shooting raw on the phone, then yes, then I'm using Pro RAW. Randy wants to know, I have one last question here. What happens to the subscription if you decide to stop paying? Download your photos fast, my friend, and get them back because they're gone forever. So I think on this note, I'm going to say goodnight. I want to thanks everybody for being here. Do we like Thursday at 5 o'clock California time, 8 o'clock New York? Does it work for you? Because I think it's been a pretty good time. It's been a great turnout. I've really enjoyed doing this. You could listen to the show at the iPhone on the iPhone Photo Show podcast. I'll post it tomorrow. And this will live on YouTube as well. I'm Jefferson Graham. Look for me on Instagram. I'm at Jefferson Graham. This week on PhotoWalks TV, we're going to be in Moab, Utah. The new episode will be out by Saturday morning. I hope you enjoy it. And we'll be back with future editions of live streams and other good stuff in the future, hopefully weekly again. Thanks again for everyone for being here. See you guys.